Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 158 on March the 20th, 2021. I'm your host, Eric, and in this week's show, we will cover the trades from last week on SM Energy, JetBlue Airways, and Cameco Corporation, and we discuss three new trades on Kopin Corporation, Vuzix Corporation, and Bank of America. Now, it's always great to hear from listeners. If you have any questions about the trades presented here on the show or even about your own positions, feel free to email me. You can email questions to me at eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's E-R-I-C at theweeklyoption.com. I've also created a short video series to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need to know to be able to follow along with me on this show. You can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch the videos or visit the YouTube channel for The Weekly Option. Now, what a market this week. After making new highs midweek, the U.S. equity markets settled lower week over week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average actually fell 150 points, closing the week at 32,627 points. The S&P 500 index gave back 30 points overall, ending the week at 3,913 points. And now it's time for the topic of the week. And the topic this week is all about how to find good option trades. This will be a loose outline, kind of overview, really, for what I do each week to find trades that I mention here on the show. And obviously some days are easier for finding trades that are suitable for the show and for my position. There are also companies that consistently have volume and pricing to make for great trades, but I can't discuss the same set of companies each week. So I actually have to do quite a bit of research to find new trades each week and not repeat the same trades over and over again. Now, I typically decide or start by deciding which type of trade I'm searching for. So am I looking for a credit spread or a debit spread or a covered call? And then from there, I look for companies with a decent amount of volume on their options. The companies that tend to have option trades or option pricing with a decent amount of liquidity tend to have tighter bid-ask spreads and therefore have better pricing that might present trading opportunities for me. So I prefer, of course, trading options on companies whose underlying stock is also trending. I want the stock price to be trending, trending up, trending down, trending sideways, but it needs to be a relatively predictable ongoing direction so that I'm not making a big bet on market direction as well. So a good, for instance, is if a company's stock price is trending higher, I'm going to be looking at buying call spreads or selling put spreads. If a company stock is heading lower, I want to buy put spreads and sell call spreads. So I keep it pretty simple, you know, pretty simple. The next part is what takes the longest amount of time, and that's just doing the math. I do a lot of math. It's simple math, but it's a lot of it nonetheless. I look at option prices on dozens of companies, dozens. And it's kind of like in real estate. You know, in real estate, it's been said that your real profit is made when you buy real estate, not when you sell it. So you're buying at a good value, and that's going to allow you to lock in profit when you sell the real estate. I kind of feel like the same is true when it comes to option trading. The price you enter a trade will define your risk numbers and whether that trade has a good shot of ending as profitably as you'd like. So if I find trades with the prices and risk metrics that I like, that I'm looking for, I'll place the trade or prepare to execute the trade tomorrow. And this often feels like sifting for gold, like I'm standing in a river with the pan sifting through dirt looking for little shiny objects. There are option trade scanners out there that can kind of make this job easier. It can be of good use. And I've used some, but oftentimes I just like to find the trades on my own. Sometimes I'm looking at headlines, I'm looking at trending companies, I'm looking at any number of things that could give me an indication of, hey, there might be some good volume here. And then it's just doing the math, you know? Doing the math will never let you down. In fact, it'll make you a much sharper trader. And I guess the reason, part of the reason I like doing the math is that when I started off trading options on the floor of the CBOE, we used to walk down with printed out paper of theoretical option prices. And I had to do math, just simple math all day long, be addition, subtraction, multiplication, division, whatever. Nothing ever too hard, because you also needed to be able to be accurate and fast. But at the same time, it was just doing the math over and over again. And by doing the math, you get familiar with your risk metrics and what makes the option trade actually profitable. And I'm telling you, it'll make you a better trader. But that being said, if you have a good option trade scanner too, that can be very, very good too. You just always have to know, regardless of what model you use, you have to understand what the flaws of that model are so that you can adjust your own understanding of the output. So if you're putting numbers in or putting parameters in and it's giving you a result, if you don't know what's being used to create that result, then you're definitely not going to fully understand the output, because you won't know the flaws in the methodology. So that's it. You know, I like doing the math. It'll make you sharper, make you a sharper trader. And so that really is it for the topic of the week. But I wanted to let you guys know, a couple weeks ago, I mentioned that I would add a couple new items for the show after reaching 3 years on the podcast. So we are 2 episodes past that. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate each and every listener that comes on and the way this podcast has grown. You guys are amazing. So the first thing I'm going to add is, once I finish recording this episode, I'm going to post a video of me walking through the new trades on the show. So that's going to include some technical analysis. It's also going to be a look at the option trading tables, like the actual prices that are sitting out there right now, so that you can get a better look at what I'm seeing when I place these trades. And I'm going to post it to YouTube. I'm going to do that every week. So I actually think it's going to be valuable for anyone that's interested in seeing the trades, because I talk about these new trades each week and kind of go through the numbers, but it might be helpful for you to actually see them as well. So the video will be posted on the YouTube channel for the weekly option. Definitely subscribe to the channel if you get a chance as well. But if you go and watch the video, that'll be just great, because I think it'll be helpful for you. And I'm also going to post the video on the website for the weekly option each week. So that's theweeklyoption.com. So all of that having been said, let's get into the trading review of last week's trades. So we'll start off with the covered call. We looked at SM Energy, symbol S is in Sierra, M is in Mike. At the time, the stock was trading for $18.88. And I looked at buying stock and selling the April 20 call at $2.10, which could give us a maximum return of 17% in 5 weeks. Well, SM Energy shares lost 52 cents this week, closing at $18.36 per share. The call we sold lost $1, which leaves us with a net profit of 48 cents on the week. Now, even though the stock finished the week lower, the price action on Friday actually gives a little bit of hope that this stock is going to pull even higher. Now, we're still quite a bit higher, quite a bit above the break-even price, which was $16.78 per share. And I am inclined to keep this one on. If you're the type to want to lock in a quick profit, you can close this trade for a little bit of profit and move on to the next one. So if you closed it for that profit, that would still be a 2.5% return on your capital in a week. That's more than your savings account pays you, right? But for those of you that thinks that stock is going to head higher and possibly finish above $20 per share, it might actually be worth holding it and seeing which direction that stock goes, and seeing if you can actually make that full 17% return. All right. Next trade last week was a credit spread on JetBlue Airways, symbol J as in Juliet, B as in Bravo, L as in Lima, U as in Uniform. At the time, the stock was trading for $20.43 per share. I looked at selling the April 2019 put spread at 37 cents, hoping for a maximum, or actually, it could give you a maximum possible loss of 63 cents per spread. So JetBlue stock gained 57 cents this week, closing the week at $21 per share. The out of the money put spread we sold is now even more out of the money. If you were to close, if you were to cross actually the bid ask spread to close that trade, you would lose 8 cents. However, we are $1.37 above our break-even point, which means there's no need to close this trade at this point. The trade is working out, so no real reason to make any adjustments either. This trade so far is a win, and hopefully it'll if stock stays above $20 per share, which it's a full dollar above that right now, you're gonna see you're gonna get to keep for sure your maximum amount that you collected when you sold the spread at 37 cents. And then our final trade from last week is a debit spread. We looked at Cameco Corporation, symbol CCJ. At the time, and C as in Charlie, C as in Charlie, J as in Juliet, sorry. At the time, the stock was trading for $17.24 per share. We bought the April 16-17 call spread, paying 65 cents for the spread, which can give us a maximum gain of 35 cents, or that's a 53.85% return in 5 weeks. Well, CCJ stock gained 53 cents this week, closing at $17.77 per share on Friday. The in-the-money call spread we bought is now even more in the money. Now, similar to the last trade, if you were to cross the bid-ask spread to close this trade, you would actually lose 8 cents. However, this trade is $1.12 above its break-even price, which means it is strongly in the profit right now. This is yet another trade that doesn't need any adjustments at all this week. As long as this stock continues hanging out above $17 per share, we're looking at a nice 53% return on our capital in just another 4 weeks. So that's it for last week's trades. Of course, Friday, March 19th was option expiration for all monthly options with the March expiration, a March the 19th expiration, that is. And the new trades this week are all going to be monthly options with the expiration of April the 16th, 2021. So we will dive into the new trades right now. Our first one is a covered call. Looking at Kopin Corporation, symbol K as in Kilo, O as in Oscar, P as in Papa, N as in November. The stock ended the week at $11.14 per share, and I'm looking at buying stock and selling that April 12 half call at $1.45, hoping for a maximum return of 25.22% in 4 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying Kopin stock for $11.14 per share and selling the April 12 and a half call at $1.45. This trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $12.50 per share. The break-even price on the trade is $9.69 per share. Now, in real terms, the stock purchase is going to require $1,140, and you would collect $145 for selling that option. Second spread on the week is going to be a credit spread on Vuzix Corporation, symbol V as in Victor, U as in Uniform, Z as in Zulu, I as in India. The stock ended the week at $28.81 per share. I'm looking at selling the April 28-27 put spread at 40 cents, which could give us a maximum possible loss of 60 cents per spread. Now, you enter this trade by selling the April 28 put at $3.80 and concurrently buying the April 27 put for $3.40. This is a credit spread because we are selling the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices stay above $28 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $27.60 per share, and in real terms, you would receive $40 for each spread that you sell, and have $60 at risk per spread. And then our final trade on the week is going to be a debit spread on Bank of America, symbol B as in Bravo, A as in Alpha, C as in Charlie. This is actually one of those companies that I go to for finding good pricing and good trades that fit my metrics. So this week, I'm looking at buying the April 37-38 call spread, paying 66 cents for the spread, and that could give us a maximum gain of 34 cents per spread, or that's actually a 51.52% return on your capital. And Bank of America, of course, is B as in Bravo, A as in Alpha, C as in Charlie. Not sure if I said that. Now, you enter this trade by buying the April 37 call for $2.32 and concurrently selling the April 38 call at $1.66. This is a debit spread because we are buying the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices stay above $38 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $37.66 per share, and in real terms, you'll pay $66 to enter this spread, and your maximum gain is $34 per spread. So that's it for the trades for this week, and as I mentioned, I'm going to go ahead and create a video that will be a walkthrough our new trades. We'll look at the charts, I'll do some technical analysis, and we'll also look at the option trades that I did so that there's another visual to pair with the audio version of this podcast so that you can see the trades and better understand option trading. So thank you guys so much for watching. Feel free to email me if you have any comments or questions. And I do answer all of my emails personally, so sometimes it takes me a little while. But that being said, I still appreciate you listening. And as always, have a great week. Happy trading. Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.